Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is our paranormal afterlife, and I'm your host, Simon Bowne. And you can enjoy the extended version of this episode ad-free, along with over 100 hours of extended episodes on Patreon. This week, I'm talking to Amy Marone about her book, Whispers Beyond the Veil. Channeled teachings inspired by the spirit world. Amy Marone is a medium, spiritual hypnotist, and founder of Sensorium Hypnosis. She has a background in rehabilitation counseling and over two decades' experience in healing and spiritual work. Hi, Amy. Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Simon, for having me.
So we're going to talk about your book. It's called Whispers Beyond the Veil. Channeled teachings inspired by the spirit world. How did this come to you? How did you first decide you're going to do this book?
Well, that's an interesting question, Simon, because I feel like I didn't decide, the book or the spirit decided for me. Interesting story about this book is that the week before I began channeling the spirit through automatic writing, I was attending a mediumship workshop in Florida, of all places, with mediums literally from around the world. And I hadn't met anyone in advance, but I happened to be paired with this beautiful soul who was from the Philadelphia area. And the two of us had exchanged trance healing. And during the trance healing, something really magnificent happened. And my entire body, head to toe, lit up with this sort of electrical energy. And I knew something was taking place, some sort of release. And I like to call it recalibration. But there was something that was being downloaded. And the two of us afterwards engaged in a very deep conversation about our work as mediums. We shared our experiences receiving trance healing from each other, and then went about our day and finished the rest of the workshop. And I flew back to the Seattle area, and that evening in the middle of the night, about, I would say, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I awakened. And I got this tremendous urge to sit in my meditation room. I'm also a spiritual hypnotherapist. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But I sat in my chair, and within moments, I started to feel these sensory nuances. I describe it as my spiritual channels opened up and my ears started ringing, my left ear started buzzing, and I felt a very, very deep connection with a female soul who revealed who she was, who I've chosen not to reveal in my book, and she began to download stories, lessons, teachings. And this happened, Simon, this went on for days and days. And around the second or third day of this incredible connection, where I simply sat and listened anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes all the way to an hour if I had the time or longer, I came to understand that the spirit wanted me to capture the essence of what she was sharing in a book. And so I began to write what I could remember from our morning communication, and something strange happened. I would sit down feeling a sense of pressure to capture as much as I could on my computer. And I felt her spirit merge with me. And my fingers would just move. I would just start typing without even thinking. And this was my first experience, Simon, with automatic writing. And this female soul, who I had never known from this realm on the earth plane, I had never studied her work. I had never watched any videos. I had literally no information on the backstory of this woman. Happened to be someone that other medium at that conference had been studying for 3 years. It was crazy. And when I reached out to this colleague and I said, the strangest thing is happening. And I asked her name is Lori. I said, Lori, would you be kind enough to read the first couple chapters of this book and tell me what you think? And Lori said, oh gosh, I would be honored. And she read the first two chapters of the book. And then the two of us connected in a Zoom and she said, Amy, this is incredible. And it sounds so much like the energy of this person I've been studying under for the last three years, who passed in 2022. And I said, I was relieved. And they said, well, wonderful. And then she shared something really incredible with me. Lori said, Amy, I want you to know that right before this person, who, by the way, was also a highly revered medium who passed within the last handful of years, she said, it's my understanding that she and one of her students had been trying to put together a curriculum to share with their students, but never got to it. And so, Simon, as you can imagine, this lit a fire in my belly to continue this book. And so I literally dedicated pretty much every morning for 6 weeks to sit with this spirit, to sit in the power, and to just allow myself to be a conduit to what this beautiful female soul shared with me through the higher realms. And so I have to say, this connection that I made with her was profound. And I was ever amazed at how her lessons paralleled many times the exact lesson and teaching in my personal life that I had been struggling with, something I was trying to release, or something I was trying to help one of my clients or students release. So literally, this book came together it was about maybe 6 to 8 weeks. I had my friend read, I think, a little bit more of it. I sent it to another friend of mine who has been a lifelong spiritual teacher of mine since I was 15 years old, just to get their feedback. And so what came about, and again, I had no intention of writing a book. This was spirit moving through me in the form of automatic writing and, you know, mediumistic tools. But this beautiful soul created a curriculum to go along with the book with journal prompts. And I tell you what, Simon, the simplicity and beauty of her wisdom and also the journaling prompts really brought me to my knees. In the past 5 years and all of the workshops and classes and tools I've been using and teaching my clients and students, never in my life had I succeeded in pulling together a curriculum that was so concise, so deep, and so focused on helping others connect with the higher self and the higher realms, however they understand it to be.
And you don't give out the name of the person you're in contact with, and there's a reason for that, isn't there?
There, yes. And so, you know, it at first, the title and the book was filled with this person's name. And I was, you know, just so mystified at how clear she was in, you know, sharing who she is. That isn't always the case when a person encounters spirits, or you get a first name, but not a first and a last name. And then I thought to myself, my goodness, the compassion piece was, how would her close inner circle feel about this beautiful soul utilizing me, kind of a nobody in the medium world? I live a very quiet, insular life. How would they feel? And would they think I had any ulterior motive or agenda? And so I worried about that. And the other piece is, you know, it is her name trademarked? How would it be if I were to approach, you know, again, anybody in her circle to ask for permission to use this? And gosh, I mean, I talked to so many people in my inner circle, from, again, spiritual mentors to get their perspective. I even reached out to my business attorney to say, you know, to look at the legal aspect of this. And Simon, I wanted to do the most ethical thing that I could do, but I also didn't want to step on the toes of anybody who's been studying her work. Definitely don't want to upstage anyone or create ill will. So, I mean, I thought this over for a couple weeks, and I actually waited for Spirit to provide some clarity. I need to release my ego. And her message to me essentially was, Amy, I'm less concerned about the source. Just get the message out there. And so as soon as I received confirmation that I had her blessing to move forward without using her name, then I was, you know, able to, you know, get this book out, into the universe on Amazon. And so, I mean, it was probably, I didn't even, on the front end, as I'm writing this book, Simon, I hadn't even thought about that. Again, all I could think of was, wow, what an amazing situation. But then as I as soon as I finished the book, I started realizing, wow, you know, this is also a very complex issue, and I need to be ethical, and I need to be a good, pure conduit to her message. But I also, honestly, Simon, I didn't want to slow the release of this book because I think I'm hoping it's the first of many. And
are you still in contact with them then? Are you still doing this?
I am. And so, you know, there's an interesting part of this book that talks about how each one of us serves as a medium. And I'm excited for people to really understand that, you know, this spirit explains the process of sitting in the power and creating space to connect with the higher realms. And so, in response to your question, you know, each one of us has an opportunity to connect with higher realms simply by sitting in the power, it's a discipline, simply by opening up our spiritual ear and our otherworldly senses and being present to the subtle shifts around us, whether spirit moves through us clairaudiently. In other words, if we can hear messages telepathically that come through, whether it's an emotion or an energy that moves through us clairsentiently. There are so many different ways, or it's an emotion or a feeling that moves through us. And, you know, the best way I can describe my connection to spirit and the connection I am helping my clients strengthen is it's unique to each one of us, but it's that mode of communication that moves through us rather than from us. And we begin to learn through sitting in the power and creating space the difference between something that's coming from us or coming through us. So I am absolutely still connected to the spirit, and she's helping me with the next steps, you know, how to get the more, how to communicate the essence of this book, build an awareness, and get this book in the hands of more people, including other spiritual workshop facilitators, because the curriculum is there to share. And it provides a foundation or a landscape for a better understanding how to strengthen that relationship with spirit.
And when you say sitting in the power, I think you say in the book that it's not about sitting cross-legged with your eyes closed, that you can be in the power anywhere.
Correct. So in the beginning, you know, Mavis writes, I'll just say, sitting in the power is not a technique. It is a devotion. And the spirit talks about the daily practice of quieting the mind, attuning to spirit, and steeping yourself in the life force of the unseen. And Simon, what I can say is that in the beginning, when I'm teaching my clients or students to sit in the power, I use what I've been referring to for years as a technique called mystical meditation. And it has to do with using a candle or this candle technique to shut out the outer world and begin to learn to journey inward. And after my clients practice this very, very simple technique, which helps slow down the brain waves and shut down, I call the primitive mind, that chatty part of our mind that is easily distracted, while activating the higher mind, the intuitive part of us, what happens over time is I notice my clients don't need the candle meditation anymore, that they've strengthened that connection with the higher mind. I also call it the divine mind. And over time, it begins to strengthen that connection with higher realms. So they can receive messages or feel deeply connected with spirit, like throughout the course of their day. Anytime, I call it, they're in the flow. It could be when they're washing dishes, when they're working in the garden, when they're taking a shower, any time where they're in a state of heightened focus and they're able to kind of disconnect from the minutiae of daily life.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because I think you're saying you could do it while you're washing the dishes, or maybe when you're driving. It's just about your mind state.
In fact, Simon, in talking with other mediums in my circle, many of them say the best connections they get are in the morning when they're showering or brushing their teeth. And that would absolutely be true for me because, again, we're not fully engaged in the minutiae of the day, you know, our to-do lists and our work. But that can, and for some people, they may not need a candle meditation at all. Somehow, naturally, in the course of their life, they've been able to kind of bridge this gap. And it's just, you know, they can remember connecting with spirit as young as, you know, 4 or 5 years old. For others, it takes a little work.
Yeah, I've talked to lots of mediums who talk about that kind of experience. But for you, with this spirit you're communicating with, was there a sense of familiarity? Maybe even like you felt like you knew them before you were born?
Yes, absolutely. So she comes forth in a very maternal way. And I mentioned in the book, I mean, I believe in soul contracts, right? That, and to explain to our listeners, soul contracts, it's like before we come to the earth plane, part of our relationships in this realm are mapped out. We agree to certain circumstances and relationships for the purpose of our own evolution, spiritually and emotionally. But the way that she came to me, I had the sense of awe, but she had a way of communicating with me that felt very, very maternal and very, very familiar, almost like she had been in the background this entire time. It's just that perhaps this was the perfect time. I was most ripe for listening to what she was bringing through. And I also think, Simon, there was something very, very powerful spending essentially 5 uninterrupted 8 to 10 hour days with super, super gifted, high frequency souls who all, you know, had mediumistic or psychic abilities. sitting in classes, sitting in seances, experiencing and performing readings pretty much all day, every day. I believe my frequency probably needed to get to a level that was more in alignment with this spirit's frequency. It was a better match at that time, if that makes any sense. And I was most open and in a heightened focus or state of receptivity to have the discipline to not only start this book, but sit with her every morning. Because there was the download, but also the time it took to actually write this out. And I kept asking her, like, how will I know it's done? And she would say, you'll know, like the everything will flow, even the juxtaposition or when of the chapters, or when I would go back and read it, I would think to myself, I don't even remember writing some of this. The blending of our energies, I mean, was nothing. I mean, I've been working with spirits for over a decade. I mean, in terms of my private practice and in my work, and I had never, ever experienced such an intense blending of energies, such that I was, you know, her thoughts and words were coming out in every page. So it was an incredible experience.
So do you feel you sat down before you were born, so to speak, and you drew up a soul contract that said you'll reach this point in your life and then we'll start this communication?
I do. Her style of communication, the voice that came through in my mind and then onto the pages of the book felt so familiar. It was such a fluid translation. And so, yes, I do feel like I had the feeling that we've known each other for many, many lifetimes. What I can also say, Simon, and this was completely unexpected, and as part of one of the workshop trainings I participated in, the goal was to connect with our spirit team. And the spirit team is a group of souls on the other side that moves through the practitioner energetically to facilitate healing of students or clients. And so I've been running these sitting circles off and on for years now. They're in essence seances, and I had just started a brand new group when I came back from this workshop in June, and I had been preparing the back room of my house energetically, trying to raise the frequency of my space, put a lot of energy into it. And what I noticed is an intensity and energy in the back room of my house. This has been going on for years, but I felt a remarkable shift. And the same spirit who helped me write this book, Whispers Beyond the Veil, identified herself as the primary person or soul in this spirit team. And it was surreal. And I'm like, how could this be that, you know, you're willing to move through me in the form of this book, but now you're also on this spirit team that helps in these sitting circles and in these healing events. And so in a state of half disbelief, Simon, I called one of my clients who I've known for years, and I said, who I know has had some significant physical ailments. And I said, would you be kind enough to do me a favor? Would you come into my space and allow me to practice on you with this new spirit team? I just want to see what this is all about. And she said, oh, Amy, that would be wonderful. And I'm excited. I can't wait. So she came over and we did about an hour long trance healing session. This client, just to give a little background story, has had significant digestive issues going on for years. And it had gotten to the point where it was really interrupting her life. And so we did the session, we talked about it. She told me of so many paranormal things that were happening during the session, beings that she could see, sensations, feelings, you know, clairaudience, clairsentience, visions. And she said, after our session, for the first time in a very long time, her stomach felt calm. And I thought, wow, this is promising. And off she went. And before she left, I said, I'm gonna want to check in with you, you know, a couple times a week for several weeks just to see if this trance healing sticks. And so I followed up with her, you know, week after week after week. And she kept saying, Amy, it's incredible. Like, I feel better. I feel like my immune system is fully engaged and working through whatever the root cause is. And Simon, now, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months later, she appears to still be doing very well. So.
Hello, Simon here. I conduct past life regression therapy sessions over Zoom, and these sessions can be very insightful and healing. If you go to my website, pastlifeshypnosis.co.uk, you can book a free 20-minute consultation where we can discuss what it is you would like to achieve. You'll find the link to my website in the show notes. Could you just describe briefly what is trance healing?
Trance healing, during a trance healing session, the practitioner enters an altered state and in essence becomes a conduit for healing. So in terms of working with higher realms or a spirit team, what we're doing is we're channeling higher frequency energy and allowing it to move through us into our client.
Now, I wanted to ask you about a point in your book that says something like prayer and the trouble with asking. So what's the trouble with asking?
Yeah. So many people, no matter what their spiritual or religious affiliation or background is, they somehow come to believe that prayer is all about asking, pleading in some cases, or stating your case for why you need things in your life to shift or change. And so, you know, this spirit brings through, you know, the concept of mainstream prayer as treating spirit like a sort of cosmic vending machine, right? If you only have the right phrasing or the words, or you make a strong enough case for the higher realms, that they'll bring about some signs or changes or shifts, which may in fact be the case. However, this spirit reminds us that sitting in the power, going into these deeper states, and simply asking spirit to be present is the highest form of prayer, right? Because instead of asking, we are listening. We're listening. We're ready to receive, right? Not instantaneously, again, like that cosmic vending machine, but we're opening up our spiritual pathways to be able to listen or to receive. And in this state, or with this intention, what we're doing is we're recalibrating to the frequency of the higher realm. We're releasing the egoic mind, the part of us who always has an agenda or always thinks we know what's best for ourselves. And we're aligning with the guidance of the higher realms, right? So it's a different energy that we're bringing into sitting in the power or prayer, because we're bringing forth presence, trust, openness, and we're letting go of the energy of entitlement or striving or effort. So it's a different energy. It's a different intention. So when I'm working with my clients or I'm working in small groups, we practice just being quiet and asking spirit simple questions like, what would you like me to know? What would serve the highest good in this moment? Or even just, how can I be of greater service? Right? And that's a different energy completely. And just learning to trust, I call it the unfoldment, the process by which our own spiritual gifts begin to unfold.
Because there's another thing in the book, you say some dreams are delayed and that's a gift. And it's like, you know, not talking about dreams that you have when you're asleep. It's if you have a dream of doing something in your life, but so is it that your spirit team will delay giving it to you?
Yes, right? Sometimes we have to level up. There's something, maybe a lesson or a teaching or a piece of wisdom that has to be extrapolated before we're ready to receive something we've been desiring or waiting for. Sometimes there's things going on in the background. In other words, if our dreams involve another person or a community, something needs to be shifted or some changes need to fall into place before we can step into that, or we're being essentially prepared to take on, you know, maybe a role of higher responsibility. And we're not ready yet. And the way that I can relate that, Simon, to my own life, I didn't start my practice as a spiritual hypnotherapist until I was 46 years old. And that's a whole other story. But I will often say, in the beginning, I would often say to spirit, like, wow, this is such a beautiful gift to be able to have a business as a spiritual hypnotherapist. I wish I had discovered this 10 years ago or even 20 years ago. I think about all the headaches and the pain and the struggles I could have possibly avoided by being connected with this divine calling earlier. And spirit has said multiple times that, Amy, you weren't ready. I didn't have the discipline. I didn't have the focus. I didn't have the patience and the discipline. I wasn't ready to release old patterns, unnecessary distractions. You know, I wouldn't have had that fluid communication with spirit that has empowered me to grow this work in the right direction, not in my preferred direction, but in the timing of spirit, using the tools from spirit. And so, you know, for other people who are listening to this podcast, who are feeling like defeated because they've been, you know, praying or meditating for the manifestation of, you know, a goal or a dream to unfold, again, just asking spirit for wisdom, the gift of wisdom or insight. Or again, I love that I first begin my meditation and prayer with spirit, please come closer. You know, I'm open, I'm ready to listen. My next question may be, you know, again, what is it you want or need me to know? How can I be of greater service? And also, Simon, I think it's important for people to realize, you know, time is a human construct. Oftentimes, what's revealed to us doesn't happen while we're meditating. It happens between meditations in the course of the day or the week or our life. It's just the wisdom is naturally interwoven into our life experiences, and it comes to us in divine timing, right? When we're ready, when we're willing and open, when we're able to see the connections spirit needs us to make in order to evolve and level up so that these shifts and changes can take place.
So when spirit is looking to connect with you or connect with any of us, I think you say something like spirit is not looking for you to be still. Spirit is looking for your resonance.
It's a frequency thing. You know, in the mainstream world, we are so distracted. We are distracted by phones and computers and busy calendars and our endless to-do lists. But when we're willing to step away from all of the roles and responsibilities of life, and even just be present in nature, I mean, some people can experience a resonance, I say, a shift in frequency, a recalibration in frequency by just being near water, flowing in nature, or even just stepping outside their back door and letting their bare feet touch the ground or the grass, or just taking a quiet drive and unplugging, you know, anything it is. Some people feel that frequency shift through music or art or play, creative play. Whatever it is, whatever activity we do that has nothing to do with the details and the heaviness of our life can create a beautiful resonance or shift in frequency that creates, again, the fertile ground to connect with spirit. And it's different for all of us. All of us. For me, it's playing the piano or taking a walk. For some of my clients who are very gifted artists, it's, you know, painting or drawing or even quilting or sewing. It just takes us out of our the urgency of life and creates a different energy. And when we're radiating that calmer frequency, again, we are more open to receiving what spirit would like to bring through. And we're more receptive to detecting those shifts in the energies around us.
So if somebody's starting out with this and they feel they might be getting messages, how do they know how to trust what's coming through?
That's such a beautiful question. Simon, I would say repetition. You know, we start to see or sense a pattern of what's coming through. And, you know, people will say, I don't seem to be able to control when spirit comes through. It just seems so random. And I say, actually, that's beautiful. And I remind them that that's when they are most receptive. And for others, they're able to draw in that energy, again, through some of the tools that I teach, the candle meditation, sitting in the power. But I say, just like when we meet somebody new on the earth plane, it takes some time to get to know that person, their humor, their personality, their style of communication, their energies, their quirks. It's the same thing, Simon, as we develop relationships with spirit. It takes time for you to get to know that spirit as an energy and a co-creator in your life. And so some spirits I communicate with, for example, like the one who helped me write this book. Even though this was a deeper connection than I have with some other spirits. It was getting to know her personality and her style of communication. It was getting to know actually her humor and her vernacular and style. And so I would say for those who are wondering whether they can trust what's coming through is to simply just release the ego and try to infuse some regularity and discipline in setting aside, you know, daily intervals or intervals throughout the week where you can sit and just connect, listen, and learn from the spirit. Because again, this connection that I made with this particular spirit was very strong. But I can say over the years, different spirits have different styles of communication. For some of us, spirit may come through clairaudiently. Again, telepathically, we're getting messages or concepts coming through. For other spirits, they may connect with you clairvoyantly, where you're being sent visions or images. And it takes some time to decode and to connect the dots sometimes of what's trying to be communicated. But I say with consistency, openness, willingness, and discipline, Simon, we begin to see or sense distinctive styles and personalities of the spirit. And so through repetition, it builds more confidence that we are being guided, that there is something that spirit is deliberately trying to bring through. In the beginning of my journey, especially when I started to do mediumistic work in my practice, you know, it was several years, Simon, before I was comfortable bringing through messages instantaneously. In the beginning, I would hold back a lot, wondering about, you know, the validity of the messages being brought through. And now, again, the 10th year in my private practice, I don't even hesitate. Even if the messages that I'm bringing through don't make sense to me, in most cases, they'll make sense to the client or the student.
It's been great talking to you. We've nearly run out of time.
Sure.
The book's called Whispers Beyond the Veil, Channeled Teachings Inspired by the Spirit World. And people can get that on Amazon, can't they?
Yes, yes. So it's in paperback and Kindle form. And there's also a companion journal called Whispers Within, Simon. And that is just the journal. It's a book of journal prompts that people, in paperback format only, in case anybody wants to write their thoughts and keep track of them on paper and bring them to the workshops that I'll be hosting in the months ahead.
Can you give us your website address?
Absolutely. So it's sensoriumhypnosis.com. And I'm going to spell that, sensorium meaning senses. And it's sensoriumhypnosis.com. www.paranormalafterlife.com.
Well, that's great. And thanks again for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Simon. And I appreciate the great work that you do and allowing me to share more about my story and my new book.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Simon. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
This week, I was talking to Amy Marone about her book, Whispers Beyond the Veil, Channeled Teachings Inspired by the Spirit World. If you want to hear the rest of this amazing interview, you can sign up to Patreon. When you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. The Patreon episodes are ad-free and are released 2 days before the free versions. You can become a patron by going to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the Patreon button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. The links are in the show notes. My book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle on Amazon. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.